what Goldman Sachs said is January is unique. There's a January effect. It's real. In fact, they called it before the January CPI report came out, and they were one of the few that thought there'd be a 0.4% surprise upside in the January CPI.
Get ready for a new episode of KP Talks Dollars and Cents. Learn financial literacy and get real-time updates on all things housing, finance, and real estate. So let's get started. Here's your host, Kevin Perenio.
Hey, it's KP coming to you live from Newport Beach. It's a balmy 59 degrees here and cloudy up in LA, which is this way. It's getting a little bit of a storm, and there's even storm warnings about it. And anyway, we're out here celebrating President's Day. Happy President's Day for those that are off today. I know I've had at least four calls today, still grinding through emails, and of course doing my Monday video, trying not to let you all leave you hanging. What's going on this week? So what's crazy is the most important thing going on this week that's market moving, ironically, is NVIDIA, the semiconductor chip maker, is actually reporting earnings on the 21st. That is probably the most market moving event that will happen this week. And it's interesting because remember, we talk about the secondary market. We talk about buying and selling money, which is what we do with mortgage-backed securities. There's a lot of talk about servicers these days. I read a great article about from the institutional analyst today, Chris Whalen's team, talking about the clamoring in our industry for Fed to cut the rates. And I'll get into that in just a second. But NVIDIA is important. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not responsible for your losses, only your profits. It's a big deal. It's been running. Is this bull market from money flowing into stocks, is that going to continue? You know, typically money flows away from fixed income securities like mortgage-backed securities and bonds, treasuries, into stocks. That's why the phrase is stocks and bonds, right? But when so much money was on the sideline, when pretty much everyone thought there'd be a recession last year, a lot of people were holding cash. So it is possible to have a period where money flows into both stocks and bonds. But what's interesting is that the Fed is still running off their balance sheet and still a net seller of mortgage-backed securities, which takes away from the pricing within mortgage-backed securities, which makes it less profitable to be, you know, an originator and dealing with new mortgage-backed securities. Having said that, rates have come down a full point since their peak. So rates are down. And the Fed has said they're going to cut. The Fed said they're going to cut. So don't fight the Fed, no matter who you are. The Fed said they're going to cut 75 basis points this year. When they're going to start, I don't know. I'll get into what Goldman Sachs thinks in just a second. Now, what's interesting is NVIDIA is projecting 415% growth. Their revenue for the Q4 is supposed to be like over 200% revenue growth quarter over quarter. $20 billion in revenue. Not $20 billion in loans that they did, and then you make money off that. They're going to bring in $20 billion in revenue in 3 months at NVIDIA for selling semiconductors, chips, software that goes with it. AI is a real thing. AI is not fake. It's a real thing that's happening in our business. It's happening in every business. We're trying to be more productive as a society and automate things. And I think that's a good thing. So will the market sell off? Will they continue to move forward? Will stocks keep going up and down? This is my second oldest, Aria, coming in. My little 8-year-old, almost 9, April 16th. Savage little Aries soccer player. She's on wheelies. Remember wheelies? Anyway, we're out here just trying to enjoy the beach, even though it's not the nicest. Okay, Goldman Sachs, interestingly enough, thinks there's a May 1st Fed rate cut. I've been in the May camp for a while. Never once thought March. I don't like fighting the Fed. If the Fed says 75 basis points of cuts this year on December 13th, well, I see no reason to not believe them and think that they're lying. It's weird when the Fed says there's going to be 75 basis points of cuts, and then some people are out there saying there'll be no cuts. The Fed, when they actually say what they're going to do, they've been pretty consistent at doing it. So we'll see March 20th. I mean, it's just less than a month away. A lot of Fed speakers speaking this week, so we'll get some more clues. The minutes come out from the last meeting. We'll get some more clues there, and those could be market moving. PMI global data comes out. There's some market moving data there. But what's interesting about what Goldman Sachs said after the hot CPI print in January, after the hot PPI, all the retail sales was down significantly. I mean, 0.8% down when it's suggested to be 0.1% down is a massive miss in retail sales in a month. We're a consumer-driven economy. That's a big deal. The jobs report was hot. The January jobs report was hot. But if you look at the household survey, you know, there's like 35,000 jobs lost, right? So what Goldman Sachs said is January is unique. There's a January effect. It's real. In fact, they called it before the January CPI report came out, and they were one of the few that thought there'd be a 0.4% surprise upside in the January CPI. Now, those that follow me, again, I am not a financial advisor, but I had fun. I made a little asymmetric hedge bet and bought a put thinking the stock market would sell off, potentially, as kind of a counterbalance to some stocks that I own, based on a higher, hotter CPI print. Well, Goldman Sachs not only called it, they're calling at the end of the month a higher PCE print, the personal consumption expenditure. Now, isn't it interesting? Retail sales were down negative 0.8% in January, but they think that some of the hotter PPI prints, some of the inputs that came out, will filter their way into the PCE, the personal consumption expenditure, which is more of a real-time expense, like what are we spending money on right now, and cause a hotter than expected PCE number later this month. It's next week. I believe it's either the 20th or 29th, I believe. So Goldman Sachs, which called ahead of time a higher CPI at 0.4, is calling a higher PCE. Maybe there's a trade there. I'm not trying to tell you. I'm just saying, like, maybe NVIDIA hits earnings and keeps going up, and then that's the time when it's going up to buy a put that maybe gets a little bit cheaper, that the next week it might sell off after the PCE. I don't know. Who wants to play along with me? Who wants the gambler? Where's Justin Guglielmino? He's my gambler. He's out there watching. He's usually gambling on football, though. But let's buy some puts after NVIDIA hits. Anyway, Goldman is calling for a hotter inflation read. Now, the trend is still lower inflation. The trend is still lower rates. The trend is still slower growth in the economy. And so those are good for mortgage rates. Now, let me talk about one last thing before I get on out of here. It's starting to sprinkle, by the way. So just humor me for about two more minutes. We're going to Super Panga on the peninsula, the pier over here. That's the pier. We've got some tacos and some margaritas. My first meeting is not till 10. All right. So here is where I'm going with servicing, okay? It's a lot of talk about servicing. Servicing is its own animal and its own asset. And it doesn't always work hand in hand with originators, right? So let's say like you're an originator, you originated the transaction, you originally found this relationship and you found a borrower and helped them get into a house. So you have that deep relationship. You're probably local too. And that's pretty powerful. Ultimately, wherever that loan goes, maybe it's still with the company you work with. Maybe the company you work with has triggers. I was just on a webinar prep session today with Dave Savage from Trust Engine and Owen Lee from Success Mortgage Partners. And by the way, I am not speaking for them. I'm not speaking for PRMG. I'm just talking KP talking right here, okay? But we were talking about some of those triggers that come out of Sales Boomerang, which is now merged together with Mortgage Coach as Trust Engine, talking about optimizing our database, borrower insights, customer intelligence, all those kinds of things. What are some things that you can get as the originator to help position yourself better when rates go down, when the Fed cuts the rates, because they said they're going to this year, and how are you mining your database? Now, there are great ways to grow your database. Social Coach is a fantastic way, a lot of up-funnel activity. But once you have a database, so you have clients that are interested, how are you working with them? And servicers are different. Servicers didn't originally originate that loan. Not necessarily all servicers fall in this camp, but there is going to be a little battle this year. And I'm not saying we're battling. I'm not speaking for my company or anything. I'm just saying we all are veterans of this business. We get it. Servicers want to retain that asset and that customer. And originators, they found that business to begin with. They're the ones that live next to the person that bought the house, and maybe their kids go to softball together or something. I don't know. So there's going to be a battle later this year when rates come down. And you know, the rest of my little monkeys. Hey, monkeys. And there's going to be a battle later this year, so we'll see how it goes. We'd like to put originators first at PRMG, not the portfolio, and not technology. So we'll see which one wins. Cheers.
You've been listening to KP Talks Dollars and Cents, a top-rated show for those who want to learn about the economy and mortgage environment. Tune in each week for more episodes, and please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Kevin Perenio does not render or offer to render personalized investment or tax advice through KP Talks Dollars and Cents. The information provided is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial, tax, investment, or legal advice. For more info, follow KP Talks Dollars and Cents on all of our social channels.